Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week, we're joined by Dan Budzinski, the CEO, and Samantha Boren, the Quality Assurance and Training Specialist for TCD Medical PLLC. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are doing some really innovative stuff when it comes to mental health, which, of course, is a huge hot button issue throughout the country right now, throughout the world right now.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, the mental health system and the way that we process people with mental health diagnosis, even outside of the stigma, right? Like if you had a cold, you'd go see your doctor for the cold.
Sure.
If people are feeling depressed or they have anxiety or bipolar disorder, it takes a lot for them to go and see their doctor and actually even socialize that in their own circles.
Oh, of course. And you know, and anyone listening who's gone through it or knows anyone who's gone through any kind of mental illness, you know, a lot of the time they say the same thing. They are first met with, no, it's going to be fine. Like imagine if your arm is cut off, someone saying to you, oh, it's just going to be fine.
Right.
Right. So it's a little broken in those terms.
Yeah, it's broken too. And the system that, you know, that it's delivered in is really broken too. You know, imagine, you know, having severe anxiety or depression and trying to leave your house and go see the doctor and really kind of talk to them about what you're feeling and what you're going through. It's very daunting for that person to do that. So everything that we do, and this is the first of its kind model, we launched it in Buffalo and now we're expanding into Rochester. Our whole mission of our company is no patient left behind. We want to work with all patients with behavioral health diagnosis. Let them know it's okay. Let them know these resources exist. But everything we do is telephonic.
Sure, which makes it, I'm sure, not just to even get there, because you're right, especially when it comes to depression and things like that. It can be difficult to even get out of bed in the morning and to feel motivated to shower, let alone haul yourself into a doctor's office. From that aspect. Plus, I can only imagine most people are probably a little more comfortable maybe just on the phone. It's a little less personal for a thing that's so personal.
Yeah, that's correct. When I grew up Catholic, and we would go to confession, and then we would sit behind a screen and confess our sins. And the next thing I know, you had to sit in front of the priest, and all of a sudden my sins got cut in half, right?
Like sure.
I didn't sin less, but I confessed less.
And, sure.
And when people, you know, are talking on the phone, they're more open, they're more relaxed. Samantha can even talk about this a little bit more, but you know, we have people who are having a bad day at work, right? Maybe there's, you know, more anxiety and things at work, more pressure, and they just need to talk to somebody. So there's workplace mental health, and they can get on the phone. Sometimes they sit in their car and talk on Bluetooth. They'll call us up and talk to their social worker and really kind of be able to work through a lot of the problems and issues that they're facing.
Yeah, so let's kind of run through what would happen. Say there's someone listening right now who maybe they're struggling and they're not quite sure what to do. And maybe, you know, it could be even they're embarrassed to go sit face to face with someone, which is certainly something that people, that's something they face. It's a hurdle to get over. How can they do this? They start with a phone call.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'll speak a little bit about our enrollment process. You would either go to our website, which is www.tcdmedical.com, or you could call our phone number, 716-331-3555, to speak to one of our clinicians and enrollment specialists. Basically, we have a referral form that's on our website, and you just need to fill out your basic information. All we need, really, to start enrolling you in the program is a diagnosis and a doctor's signature. That's it. So all you have to do is go to your primary doctor or a specialist that you are comfortable seeing and get their signature. And then from there, we take the rest. We verify your insurance. We make sure that you're good to go. And then we set you up with your own clinician. And they're the ones that are dedicated to handling you, basically. Like, that is your clinician, your dedicated care person.
Now, how quick of a turnaround is this? Because it can be to find get settled with a psychiatrist. It can certainly take a little bit of time.
Yeah, that's really a big issue in the world today in psychiatry is, you know, there could be a 3, 6, 9 month wait to see a psychiatrist. Right. This program happens really quick by design, right? Because finally you get the nerve to go in and tell somebody. So what happens is you're enrolled in the program. Within 5 days, you talk to a social worker and a counselor. They'll build a care plan and then goes off to a consulting psychiatrist who reviews the care plan and then approves it, makes some notes on it, and then everything happens within a 2-week period.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, because if you think about it, I mean, you know, that's the time you need it the most, right?
Sure.
Anything could happen from when you're having these feelings, and these feelings are pretty normal, you know, for people to have. They're very common. Like, you know, we talk to people and it's like, oh, my son, my daughter, my mom, my dad, my grandmother, they're going through something and they need some help and they don't know where to turn. And we're there. And you can't get that help 90 days from today. You need that help on the spot. That's why we created this program.
Now, let's talk about, again, obviously it was created because there's a need for it because of how broken the current system is. Can we get a little more in depth into that of why it is working the way that it is? And obviously, as this, you know, we're making strides when it comes to mental health, I think primarily from we're erasing the stigma. I think that's the biggest strides that are being made. But there's still so much work to be done, especially how the system reacts to it. I think that's where there's still a lot of failures, to be honest.
Yeah. And there will continue to be if we don't change, right? Healthcare moves very slow. It's very slow to recognize the need for change and the need for more, you know, assessments and scales and really to start listening to people. I remember growing up, you know, and if I was having a down day, you know, my mom would be like, you're fine. Just, you know, just keep going.
Sure.
The reality is that this is very real for people, right? And people have these feelings. A lot of times they can't get the help they need or they're embarrassed to get the help they need. They're embarrassed to do that first reach out. And they may turn to, you know, drugs or alcohol to kind of offset that and really self-medicate. You're just going down another bad road, right? We're here now, you know, we're one phone call away to help, to really get you the resources and everything that's needed to get you the right diagnosis, get you on the right path and the right help so you don't go down other paths.
Now, how did this all come about personally? How did you get involved? And that's a question for both of you.
So TCD Medical started really as a care management company. And when I came on board as the CEO 2 years ago, we really wanted to get into mental health and really kind of break the stigma and really provide new and innovative resources to patients. And it's really personal for me. I grew up in South Buffalo and, you know, we grew up in a small neighborhood before social media. And, you know, we used to hop each other's fences and garage hop. And, you know, we'd get people to buy us beer when we were underage at Wilson Farms and various convenience stores. Stuff you shouldn't do as a kid, but, you know, makes really long lasting memories. So there were five of us in a group that, you know, were really inseparable. You know, we did everything together. And as adults, two of my really good friends committed suicide. There were no signs. I mean, they had families and it haunts me every day. And I said, something's got to be done about this. We have to provide the right resources at the right time. And every time I pick up the paper or, you know, you read a celebrity who, you know, tried to commit suicide or overdose.
I mean, just locally here, we had two students within the past 3 weeks.
Wow.
And that's a shame, you know, and every time I hear that or I hear something that happens, I'm like, it keeps me awake at night because these services are there. And my biggest fear, my biggest concern as the CEO is, do we have a loud enough voice so people know these resources exist?
Sure. Because I think people are starting to come around that there you can do more things medically on the telephone. So Teladoc is like a thing. But in terms of mental health wise, I don't think there are a lot of people that know. And that's obviously why we're here today trying to to help them out. But I just want to touch on really quick from your personal experience. It could be very easy just to be angry and bitter, right? And there's certainly a lot of people out there who have gone through similar things. And that's just, you know, it haunts them in a different way. But what was it that made you activate? Because there's certain people in this world, and you are one of them, where something like that happens. And instead of just kind of throwing the pity party, if you will, which again, who would blame them? Mm-hmm. They activate and they, how can I make this better?
So, I've been in business and media my whole life. And, you know, the media end is sometimes a little bit about a me business, you know what I mean? And it got to a point where I saw change and change had to happen. So I took a step back from what I was doing and really started this up to create the resources for college students, for parents, for kids, because we really work with kids from, you know, pediatrics up into geriatrics. I mean, what is our youngest patient?
I'm pretty sure we have someone right now who's like 7 or 8.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, when you start talking to the patients early on that scale and the continuum, and they accept the diagnosis, they learn how to work with the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. As they continue to go down that continuum, get older, they're more in tune with their diagnosis. They're more comfortable with it. They understand how to really work through a lot of the challenging times. So
coping mechanisms, absolutely. Yeah.
It really just came to a point where, you know, something had to be done. The old systems were broken, And I think, you know, looking from within healthcare, even though we had a bunch of doctors, primary care doctors, specialists, and psychiatrists really helped create this program and really build it, somebody had to take action and make it happen.
That's awesome. A huge credit to you. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. No, you're welcome. I mean, I, again, it's like one of these things where, you know, sometimes you'll drive by something on the street and say something needs to get done there, and then nobody does something. Then finally somebody steps up and does something in this mental health space. And, you know, we want all the listeners to know, you know, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, PTSD, eating disorders, all of those are very normal course of people's action. I'm sure that your neighbors, your friends, you know, less than one degree of separation, someone's sure. going through something that you don't even know about. And we want to let people know that it's okay to talk about these things. It's okay to have these discussions because that's how the healing starts and that's how the treatment program starts. And that's really how you get better.
Sure. When you think of the statistics, it's 1 in 5.
Yeah.
And think about that for a second. 1 in 5.
Yeah, it's probably even higher.
Those are diagnosed.
Those are exactly. diagnosed. I mean, there are so many people that are undiagnosed with these conditions that, you know, it's time to start talking about it more openly. And I really applaud, you know, you guys at Entercom and all the stations here in Rochester for really, you know, getting behind mental health and behavioral health for our communities. A lot of times it's easy to say, you know, we can turn our backs on these things and pretend like they don't happen, but they impact our employees every day. They impact our sure. friends, neighbors, and families.
And it is. It's kind of crazy for how long that was the case. I mean, you sweep it under the rug and it's dark and dirty and you don't want to think about it, but it, you know, it's not going to go away.
No.
Doing
no.
it that way.
No.
Unfortunately, it's here. But fortunately, there are different solutions today. And, you know, we're really proud and blessed to be part of those solutions. We have a big team of social workers, a big team of behavioral healthcare specialists. We have, you know, consulting psychiatrists that work with our group. We created great technology for different access. So, you know, we can get access to very special, you know, very focused specialists. We work with dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, pediatric, adolescent psychiatry, addiction,
sure.
pain, all of those.
You know, and one of the beautiful things is the fact that you could have someone from anywhere in the world helping.
Correct. And again, you know, it's important for your listeners to know that there is hope, that they matter, their lives really matter, and what they're going through is real. Right. I mean, sometimes people don't want to admit it's real and other people don't want to recognize it, but it's very real. And we really encourage people to reach out and utilize our services. It's covered by most major insurances, which is great. And it just opens up that access for them to really have a place to go and someone to call when they need to.
And I just want to give a quick credit to our clinical team, our social workers, man, they work hard. They are so empathetic. They're great listeners. They have so much passion and care so deeply for the people that they're helping. And without them, I mean, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. So we really have the best of the best on our clinical team.
Now, Samantha, do you have a personal connection to the cause in itself?
Yes, I do, actually. I started out my career search, right? I thought I loved math and science, thought I'd go to be a physician assistant, loved the medical field. And while I was in college, I started to struggle with my own mental health. I was in a bad relationship. There's various things in my life that kind of led me down a path of depression. And I sought help. I was very grateful to have family and friends that were behind me, supporting me, validating that my feelings were real, encouraging me to get the help that I needed. And after that, I continued to struggle for a while, and I even had some suicidal thoughts myself. I went inpatient hospital. And when I got out, I said, you know, I'm going to go be a social worker. My whole career path changed. I said, I want to help people the same way that all the people in my network helped me. So it kind of changed my career path, went on for my master's in social work, found TCD as a company to work for. And I have been sold on the company since day one. The passion in all the employees is incredible, from the leadership down to the clinical team. It's just incredible.
Well, that's what makes the change, is the passion. You have to have it. And it is interesting when you talk to many, many people in the mental health field. I want to say almost all of them, at least that I've spoken to, have either a personal connection with either themselves or someone they knew. So yeah, there's certainly a lot of passion behind it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard not to have a connection, right?
Again, I mean, yeah,
it's
1 in 5.
it's all over the place. I mean, it really is. And You know, a lot of our providers and physicians and stuff that we work with, I mean, they come to us and just say, you know, when they're talking to the patients as well, like, you know, they really appreciate the service and it really fills in the dots. And as medicine, it's going through probably one of its largest sea changes in the history of medicine,
really?
Where it's shifting from what used to be a fee-for-service world, where the physician or treating physician would get paid for every service that they did. It's now shifting into a value-based model where they'll get kind of like a payment to kind of, you know, an annualized payment to manage your conditions. So you may see the doctor twice a year, right, based on the new value-based model.
Sure.
What happens in between all of those visits, right? Like we fill in those dots. So let's say today, Corey, you went in and you were diagnosed with depression. Your doctor may say, hey, here's a prescription for an antidepressant. So what happens after you leave the office, right?
You may or may not take those meds.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Like,
did you pick them up?
Yeah, did you pick them up? Do you have transportation to pick them up? Do you have the finances to pick them up? And when you start taking them, are you having side effects? Are they working? What's really happening? In the value-based medicine world, the doctors just don't have the time or the resources to know those things. That is our passion. That's where our focus is. So we make sure. So if something's not working, if you're still feeling depressed or you're having side effects or you can't afford to get it, our whole clinical team and social workers are going to work to get you those resources that you need in order to be successful in your treatment program. That's the number one thing for us.
That's amazing. Again, it's that extra support, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It comes down to it.
Exactly.
One more time, if someone's listening and maybe it's them, maybe it's their family member, their friend that could really be helped by you guys, where can they go? What's the first step?
So they can go to our website directly at tcdmedical.com. We have a referral form right on there that they can download, print, bring to their doctor, get a signature, and fax it right back to us. We'll set you up right away. Or you can give us a call at 716-331-3555 as well.
Dan and Samantha, thank you again so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for having us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.